DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Pride 48's live streaming weekend. From July 20th to July 22nd, from June 20th to 22nd, on Pride48.com, 32 of the most fabtabulous, awesomest, most incredible gay and lesbian and gay lesbian friendly podcast streaming live on Pride 48. Make sure you join them, Pride48.com, and tell them that DI Plus sent you. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Pride 48 free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
How are you? And what you've been listening to earlier, ladies and gentlemen, is... Oh, wait, that was earlier.
That was earlier.
I'm confused. What are we doing? What are we doing?
So the inside joke here, for those of you who don't know, which would be everybody, is we have just spent the last several hours recording the pre-show for the Pride 48 weekend. So when you listen to Pride 48, I know that the kickoff show doesn't start until 8:30 Friday evening. But if you want to, you know, hear some fun stuff from the years past, tune in to Pride 48 sometime around 3:30, maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon, somewhere around that time on Friday. Tune in to Pride 48, and Adam and I will host you through a replaying of our previous 5 years of fun.
Yeah, and I just want to say that you really want to listen to this, because first of all, we spent hours preparing it, but second of all, you will hear some tidbits that have never been heard before from the creators of Pride 48.
Wait, Arthur was on the show?
You will delve into the very minds of Adam and Daniel, the creative minds.
Wow. You're just laying it on thick now.
You know, it's like a movie when you're really a fan of a movie.
This is like the director's commentary
on the
DVD. So this is like the Pride 48 DVD with the director's commentary.
You are getting the bonus material, the Blu-ray, if you will.
I will say this. I have not heard some of these opening skits for a while. And when I was listening back to them, I actually was laughing at several parts that I had completely forgotten about. That it was quite funny.
You know, that's sad because they're jokes you wrote yourself.
No, actually, I didn't write two of those skits. So, no, they were quite. Also, I think we got it down to the two most looked forward to were the 2010 and the 2012 shows. Skit. So that would be our very first skit in 2010, because the first year, 2009, we didn't do a skit. But and then the 2012 skit, which was over at the Excalibur, which is where we did the a play of the Christmas Carol. So we had Vera and Conscience and Arthur and DeBell and John Ong and Adam went through a dream sequence. So those are the two most looked forward to.
We don't want to give away too much here, because I mean, we want people to go and listen, but
no,
DeBell
I know. I'm just saying
that human being.
Those will be. So I just, you know, if you can't make it at 3 or 4, then, you know, come back at like, because what happened is that first year, the 2009, we didn't do an opening sketch. So it was just a 2-hour opening show, which we kept in its entirety because we interviewed a lot of people during that show. So it's kind of more of a, you know, a nostalgia thing, whereas the last 2 hours, so the 2 hours before 8:30 are really funny. And then the 2 hours before that, you know, take it. Anyway, hi, Adam. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. How are you?
You know what? It is 10:14 on a Tuesday evening, and that, of course, can mean only one thing for the last time this season.
That we're early.
That we are streaming live on Pride48.com, and we are joined by a lovely, hilariously fabulous and sexy chat room. Adam, who is in our chat room this evening?
We have Aunt Casey Gravitas, DeAndre, It's All About Kathy Bacon, Yes, Mags, Montand, That Crone, That blue jeans guy, not this one, but that one. Toppy Smelly, Wit, Turnip Head, Good Humor Penguin, and Gus Chad.
There you go.
And you know, the very first time that you asked me to read the chat room
was in
on an opening show.
2011. Yes.
I don't remember which one, but
that was. Yeah, I saw it in the notes earlier. You know what I got here, Adam? I got this in the mail. I don't know if you can hear that. You hear that?
I see. Yes, I hear it, and I see a piece of checkerboard. It looks like a note card.
It's checkerboard time. It is. It is a greeting card that I have gotten from one of our listeners. It was Chad who sent this to me. Thank you so much, Chad. It is a, I don't know if you can see that or not clearly on the camera. I'm going to try to scan this in so you can.
I'm going to
scan this in so that you can use this for show art. It is a goat. It is a hand-drawn goat there that he did. So it's painted, and this little goat doing this little thing. And on the inside are two minions that are also making the little goat noises. I don't know if that's supposed to be us or not, but it could be. It could be. I like to think of myself as blob, like an amorphous blob like that. So, you know, that's probably so. But it says, Happy Pride. Do you remember your first time attending Pride, and what was it like? Actually, I have an answer to that. Do you, Adam, though? Do you remember your very first time attending a Pride event?
I don't know what my first time. I'm pretty sure my first Pride would have been probably with Maddie in Dallas. But I'm not absolutely certain of that. But I'm going to be honest. First of all, I think Pride events are great. I think it's good for us to have Pride. But I hate parades. I hate large groups of people. I hate sun. And I hate heat. And so Pride events are like really sunny, usually.
You are just a fucking ray of sunshine.
Really hot. A lot of people crammed together drinking stale beer and getting drunk. And but I'm sure it was lovely. I'm sure it was. But yes, it was very hot in Dallas for all of the Pride events because they have it in the summer. And it's very hot there.
So I'm going to play this just so you can... Now, I think I've already played this on another show. I think I played this on, or I think Daniel and Adam might have played this on It's All About Me. But I'm going to play this, and you can tell me if you know who this is when I play this here.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. I don't know who that is, but I know the song. I am woman.
Yep. That is Helen Reddy. So my very first Pride event that I ever went to, by the way, in Florida, we don't do parades. There was no Pride parade in Florida. So this would have been, God, back in 1990. And I went to this event. It was at the University of South Florida Fairgrounds. I went there. I was all of 22 years old. And I was so fucking scared. I don't know what I expected, but I'd never been to a gay event before. You know, we didn't have the internet. So the only gay people I knew were like this one guy who I knew that was, you know, was gay. And that was like an anomaly, right? So it's like I had, you know, just recently come out. I didn't really know a lot of people, you know, especially didn't know any gay people. And I go to this, you know, this event, and it's just packed. Fairground full of people, you know, all kinds of shapes and sizes and various levels of sexiness. And
as
it was
there
like
will
a,
be.
It was a big gay smorgasbord. And I was just, so it was Helen Reddy was the performer, and she was not one, not two, not three, but 4 hours late showing up on stage.
Wow.
Because she wanted an ice cream sandwich. And
really?
And someone had to go out and get her one. She refused to go on until she had her ice cream sandwich. And someone had to go out and get her one. And it was just this. And when she did sing, she sang exactly two songs and then walked off stage.
That sounds like Auntie Vera Charles. Are you sure it was Helen Reddy and not Auntie Vera Charles?
It's Helen Reddy. And she sounded God awful. She was just like, I am a woman, hear me roar. I'm a big, fat, stupid whore. And she was huge. She was enormous. She was huge. She was upstaged by two drag queens coming out lip syncing and doing a number where they like took their wigs off and said, I am a woman. It was just, but I remember that. It was my very first Pride event back in the 1890s.
So. Now, I want to say, I don't think my first gay event was a Pride event. I think probably, and maybe this is considered a Pride event, I'm not sure, but probably my first gay, official gay event was Southern Decadence. When I was in college or around that time, we drove down to New Orleans, I think 2 different years in a row to go to Southern Decadence. So, which is a big, huge gay Mardi Gras thing in New Orleans. So I was, you know, I might have been prepared by something a bit more debaucherous than just Pride. But I will say Pride and Halloween in Dallas, there seems to be an outfit du jour, if you will.
Yes.
For those. And it is a pair of tight, you know, a thong or some type of really skimpy underwear and angel wings.
Yes.
So you'll see like a 19-year-old little twink running around with angel wings and some kind of jock or something.
Yep. That's also in Florida. Like any Halloween party ever, whatever the theme is, they somehow work it in to be, you know, if the theme is devils, then I'm going to wear a red thong and some little horns. If the theme is, you know, paradise, then I'm going to go as an angel. And it's like, if the theme is, you know, big fat men, then I'm going to go as, you know, their younger, sexier brother in a thong. I don't, they always somehow work
the house boy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the house boy. I'm just, but yes, I am well, I think, you know, Florida and Texas are kind of on that same parallel, latitudinally speaking.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Anyway, what was I gonna? I was gonna just say something. And hold on a second. Oh, I see. I have to get over here to answer the phone. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Patsy Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Legendary sports baller Tony Gwynn, dead at 54. Hi. Wow.
I'm sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did someone just call our show and use the phrase legendary sports baller?
I think really? So. Well, that was RT really? Cruiser, not just
I'm
someone.
I'm sorry. It's just like, actually, you don't get this way. Actually, how much money, how many entries has he actually earned at this point in time? Can we take one away from him for saying legendary sports baller?
I can't tell you how
many. Who the fuck do you think you're calling? This is in the Satyrsphere. Jesus. Call us with fucking sports ball people.
Sorry, so, yeah, RT. So I want to bring up something really quick.
What do you want to bring up?
So I was listening to. Do you ever listen to It's All About Me?
No, I've never heard of it before. What is that?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's a fairly good show on our network. You know,
is that the one with the really dicey sound quality where it sounds like the one guy is like across the room and like speaking on his laptop?
I thought that was Cocktails and Cream Puffs, but yeah, maybe it could be one of them. I mean, it could be one of them, but they have a third host that is always living in some different place.
Right.
You know, Whoretown or Whoville.
Well, that's the lesbian host. Right. Yes.
So anyway, I pride myself for being tolerant of people's abuse. I really do. But I just want to say I have stuck by them and I have listened diligently to their podcast.
Yes.
But they cannot go an episode without bad-mouthing Mariah Carey.
Really?
I ask is that they leave Mariah Carey alone. I will not talk about Felicia Rashad anymore. Although we like her. They hate everyone. Jesus. How many people do they hate on that show?
They hate Felicia Rashad. They hate Felicia Rashad, which, by the way, every time they talk about Felicia Rashad, all they are talking about is Claire Huxtable, the character that she played. They actually have they don't even know anything about Felicia Rashad, the person. They just really hate Claire Huxtable a lot. I think last time they were just like, oh, Cliff didn't even give it to her. It's like Felicia Rashad wasn't married to a guy named Cliff yet. You know what? I am aware that they really hate Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm watching Big Brother UK. I don't know if you watch it or not. But the very first contestant that they threw into the house is this little queen. His name is Mark. I want to play. This is his opening package. So I'm going to play this for you because I think you'll see why in just a minute. So this, I'm sure that they would love Mark if Mark. The UK contestant, not Mark, as in Market Ed. But anyway, this is his opening package.
I've definitely got a gob on me. I'm Mark Fire and I'm 24 and I'm a visual merchandiser. Friends have described me as loud, in your face, a little tiny bit self-obsessed, even though I'm not. So I get my hair done professionally 4 times a week, spray tan once a week, HD brows every fortnight, I whiten my teeth every single night, and I get my beard shaped to perfection by my Turkish barber. But I'm not vain. I'm not, I promise. I think my role model in life has got to be Mariah Carey. I'm so obsessed with her. I think she's amazing. I think if everybody tried to be a little bit more like Mariah Carey every day, the world would be a better place.
See, if everyone's trying to be,
I like that guy. He's a little bit cute. More.
Yeah, he's cute.
He sounds cute. Did you say this is Big Brother?
Yeah, Big Brother UK.
I may have to watch that. Do they put it out anywhere that I could actually see it, or do I have to use some VPN shit to
No. It's on YouTube. I mean, I'll send you the link to the channel that it's on YouTube. But yeah, the guy caps it every night and puts it on YouTube. So.
I don't think he's British. Is he Scottish?
He is. He is. He's a Scouser. Yes.
Okay.
So he's Northern.
Well, anyway, so he's I am personally going on a "it's all about me" hiatus. I'm going to boycott them. It's all about me until they stop bad mouthing. I will say, first of all, that I realize.
This is like an all about me hunger strike.
I realize that she has gone downhill somewhat, and she lip syncs a lot now and all that. But you have to admit back in her day,
yes,
she has a voice better than anyone, almost anyone else.
I don't have to.
But she does.
I don't have to do anything.
Or did.
You know, I saw Helen Reddy live, goddammit.
It may not be now, but it
You do know that like 15 years from now, there's going to be some young gay kid who goes to his very first Pride event and is going to be some Mariah Carey thing. And then, you know, 30 years from then, he'll be telling the story to everyone else. I went and saw this Mariah Carey chick and she was just like, she was gosh, she wouldn't go on without having an ice cream sandwich.
Maybe. But I'm just saying that, boys, if you want me to listen, no more Mariah Carey bad mouthing. That's all I'm saying.
You do know that now they're just going to like triple it.
They can do whatever they want.
Are you not going to listen to that new fabulous show that Mark is on called Pop Tarts?
Well, you know, Mark is the main culprit for the Mariah Carey hatred. So I don't know. I mean, I'm a little on the fence here about it because it hurts my soul.
I like how you wait until we're almost on hiatus before you like threaten to because you know they can't threaten to not listen to us because we won't be on. Anyway, let's go to our next call. Yes.
Hello, it's Bacon, Kathy Bacon, calling to report that Tina's dead.
Who?
I liked her.
Who? Tina's dead?
I put it in there, but I have no clue. I think she said Tina. I'm not sure. I don't know who that is. Tina.
Tina's dead?
Tina's like a name for crystal meth or something. I don't know. I'm sure someone named Tina died last week. You can't just call in and say, oh yeah, Joe died. I'm sure somebody in America.
Tina dead. I'm just going to Google this, see what we got here. Tina McIntyre died. She was a character on Coronation Street.
I don't know.
She's in the chat room. What does she say? She says, I don't even know who the hell I said. Excellent. Well, there you go. She doesn't even remember who she called. It was just somebody. It moved her and she felt compelled to call.
She was probably reading her local obituary. Oh my God, Tina died.
Tina died.
I got a call here DI Plus.
Here in South Carolina, Dean, South Dakota is where she. So, speaking of South Dakota, you're going to South Dakota, right?
I am. So, I just quickly, because I've talked about this way too much, but now Kathy and I are like BFFs. Like, she is. And the funny thing is, we haven't even arranged when we're going to meet. Like, we know at some point during the weekend, we are going to cross paths because we're both staying in Rapid City.
For fuck's sake, it's South Dakota where there's like 30 people there. So it's like you could just see each other. It's not like there's a lot of people there.
So now I'm like her gay. I don't know what to call it, but like she's on Facebook. She's messaging me pictures of shorts and like asking me if this is appropriate for the weekend. Like, does she have my gay, eye, like whatever, approve, like queer eye. It's now queer eye for the Kathy Bacon, basically.
I was just making a joke about the population. I didn't realize that their population was really that low. The South Dakota population is 833,000 for the state. That's their population, 833,000.
Well, the funny thing is, everyone's like, why the hell are you going to South Dakota for? And I know it sounds quirky, but I've always wanted to see Mount Rushmore. I don't know why. I've just always wanted to see Mount Rushmore. But there's actually a lot to do in that area. If you like
South Dakota, 833,000 people.
I understand that.
Do you realize I live in the second smallest state in the union, actually third smallest state in the union, and we have 3.5 million people here.
Well, so, I mean, anyway, there's going to be a lot to do. It's going to be fun, and we will see each other. But no, we have not. I'm hoping that they're going to Mount Rushmore on the evening of the 4th, because then we could just meet there.
Right.
But if not, maybe we can share a dipped cone at the Dairy Queen in Rapid City at some point.
I don't.
So anyway, I'll let you guys know. We're going to be on hiatus. So, you know, it'll be a cliffhanger. Did Adam meet Kathy Bacon for a dipped cone?
You could call into the It's All About Me show. And
I'm boycotting that show. I cannot call into that show. You know what? I could call Big Fatty, though.
You could. You know, Big Fatty is the clearinghouse for all things on the internet. You should
probably call
Big Fatty show.
Kathy and I should plan our vacation through voicemails to Big Fatty.
That would be amazing. I want this to happen.
I call Big Fatty and say, okay, Big Fatty, I wanted to say to Kathy Bacon, what day did she want to meet?
That's right. I think you should. You should call the fat one. Actually, we should just do it right now. You should just call the fat one and you should say, you know, hey, fatty, this is, I'm calling about Kathy Bacon because all right, I'm going to do this. Let's see. Hold on. I think I can do this. I know how to do this. All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Are we pre-recording this or are we actually calling?
No, we're doing this live. We're doing it live. Okay. What is it? Do you know his voicemail number? Does anyone know his voicemail number?
Oh, I don't know it off the top of my head. I mean, I could go to his website, but.
Yeah, we'll do that. Go to his website.
Don't do bigfatty.com, whatever you do. Okay. Don't. The number is, I hope it's at the top. Yeah, 206-337-1438. Uh-huh. Oh, look, Kathy's putting it in the.
All right. That's a very nice ringtone.
Pick up, damn it. Big Fatty, this is Adam. I wanted to ask Kathy which day of the 4th of July weekend that she can meet Mark and I on our trip. And so, Kathy, if you could call back and let me know when we could get together, that would be fabulous. Thank you.
All right. Well, there we go. That was fun. That was, it's technology. Technology at our fingertips, Adam.
Technology.
Oh, dear God. I'm going to say something about that, but then we got another phone call. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Sorry, I was a bit quiet last week.
Yes.
Work. Just getting it all. What's your face? Ruby D, dead at 91. Best remembered for her role in A Raisin in the Sun. Okay, bye.
Now, I know that A Raisin in the Sun just won some award.
I don't know who that is, but I'll leave it up to you because... I don't want to be accused of being, you know, A Raisin in the Sun. Is that like a California Raisins play or something?
It's a play.
Okay.
It is a play.
Did they sing I Heard It Through the Grapevine in that play?
No.
For some reason, that makes me think of, did you ever see the I Heard It Through the Grapevine commercial with like the dancing raisins?
Yes.
But I'm sure A Raisin in the Sun is not even a raisin. It's probably like a barn raising or something. I don't know. It's not an actual raisin, right? Okay.
A Raisin in the Sun is a 1961 drama film starring Sidney Poitier, Ruby Dee, Claudia McNeil, Diana Sands, Roy Glenn, and Louis Gossett. The adaptation was based on the play by Lorraine Hansberry. It follows a black family that wants a better life away from the city. Fine, we'll give it to him. All right, so...
Is it actually a raisin, though?
No, it's...
Okay.
A Raisin in the Sun is something that they say during the play. It's you know... I don't know what the actual line is. Don't make me come up with it because it'll just be racist.
Okay.
Yeah, they're lying out in the sand all like that. You're going to get all shriveled up like a raisin in the sun.
Why are you Morgan Freeman now?
Because Morgan Freeman is...
He is every black man.
He was. Now, I was trying to be more of a Maya Angelou there, so clearly I failed. You know what? I don't recognize any of these other names, so we're just going to save them for our Sunday show. You know what? We're doing a big show this Sunday. I don't know if you knew about that, Adam.
We're saving all of our unknown celebrities for our big live Pride 48 extravaganza show.
Live Pride 48 extravaganza, where we will you'll get to hear about some of the fabulous celebrities who have died.
You want to tune in for that one?
We'll always love you.
You know what? I just came up with a brilliant idea. Just hit me right now. Just fell from the sky and hit me in the face. You want to hear what it is?
Did it hurt?
Not really. But you know how every year in Vegas, we're always like, you know, we're the last thing that we do is actually prepare for our own show because we're so busy setting everything up and doing everything that we, you know, we look at each other and go, oh, I guess we have to do a show like in 6 hours. I guess maybe we should come up with something to do. And other than last year where we came up with a little opening skit, right? That was fun.
Right.
But we're just always, always starved for content in Vegas. You know what we should do? It just came to me right now. We should do an in memorandum.
In memorandum?
Right. So we just take every single celebrity that has died during the year from our list and just play some sad music and read their names. That would,
that'll
that would
take
kill
up the hour.
Right. That would kill like a good hour.
You know, if we were to go back and play all the phone calls for those celebrities.
Right. There you go.
RT Cruiser would be like 45 minutes of a 55-minute show.
Brilliant. It would be brilliant.
Hey, everybody. This is RT Cruiser. Hey, everybody. This is RT Cruiser. RT Cruiser here for the Celebrity Death Phone.
RT Cruiser. Yeah, just somebody.
Oh, I wonder who's calling now. Maybe it's RT Cruiser.
I'm just saying. I think that's what we should just do. Our first show back in Vegas should just be the In Memorandum show. See? Then we don't have to worry about it. It could all be pre-recorded. We could do our standard intro and then just play it.
Funny thing is, I cannot find my Celebrity Death list anywhere on my Google Drive tonight. So I hope Google did not lose my spreadsheet because I cannot find it.
You know, speaking of things that have been lost and things that have been found, have you looked at the new Pride 48 website lately?
I have. It's looking great.
You know, that is a design that was come up with by Brian from Cheap Blue Guitar, actually, and from the Game Night Gals, actually, came up with the design for that particular website. A lot of the things on it still aren't working right now because I'm busily working on them, but they will be by the weekend. But
I was going to say, first of all, it looks fabulous. Thank you, Brian. It really looks good. And I saw the mock-ups on that you, because you saved them over to a Google Drive like a week ago or something. And I just now, today, after looking at it, I thought you had just come up with all of this. And then I go over there and I look and there are the mock-ups. And then you told me, oh, yeah, Brian did those mock-ups. So, yes, it looks fabulous. I can't wait to see everything else that's going to be done. But, yeah, it looks great.
The things that... Not a whole lot's going to be done before the event other than the schedule page will get up. What happens now is that because I've embedded a player up in the top right-hand corner of the page so that you can just listen and you can click on play right there. You don't have to launch anything. You can just click play. Because of that, it's important that none of the links take you off that page because then you would lose it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So all of the page, so it's basically a spa at this point. So it's a single page application where it's doing some internal routing and some Ajax-y things that actually like refresh the bottom half of the page without mucking with the header there. So the only links right now tonight, while we're recording, the only links that are working are the chat, which opens in a new window, and then both of the old listen links. So if you drop down on the listen option there, there's a Windows Media and a mobile listening that will go to the old way. And then the Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus and YouTube all open in different windows. So the only things that are working right now are things that open a new window, not the internal links. But they will be working tomorrow. So Mags wants to know if I'm using Frames. No, I'm not using Frames. It's actually based on it's an Angular JS framework, so it's not using Frames. It's using JavaScript. So but that's neither here nor there. You know what I'm gonna say? You know? I also realize that the one button that I don't have on there is the donate button. So that's pretty much got to go there, you know, by this weekend. By the time we get there and do the big fundraising event here on Pride 48, we should probably, you know, have some way for people to actually donate money to us.
No, we don't need any donations. We don't have anything coming up.
Right. We have nothing. Absolutely nothing is coming up for us. It's other than, you know, that Vegas thing, which is just it's just coming at us like a fucking freight train at this point in time. That's how I feel. It's just like it is barreling down on us. It has got us in its sights, and we're like tied. We're like helpless women tied down to the tracks, and we're just waiting for our hero to show up and untie us from the track. That's all I'm trying to say. Kind of a thing there. You know what, Adam, we have some things that we have to do, but we have to do this first.
Okay. So in the news, police in Connecticut say a hoarder has died.
Wait, where?
In Connecticut.
Connecticut. You know, Connecticut is the third smallest state in the country, yet it has 3.5 million people.
I've heard that somewhere. So police there in the third smallest state.
Right.
Have said a hoarder has died after the cluttered first floor of her home collapsed into the basement. You know, I'm glad this wasn't Buffalo, New York, because from what I hear, that could have been Wendy's first floor collapsing into her basement. But authorities say 66-year-old Beverly Mitchell was found dead in her Cheshire home on Saturday, a day after a
I think someone at our office just retired and her name was Beverly.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was her.
You know, did she have a lot of tchotchkes on her desk?
She cleared out her desk at work and took it home when she retired. And then that was those were the tchotchkes that broke the camel's back, as they say. I don't know that I don't know who they is. And I don't know why they would say it, but I'm sure that they do.
By the way, you're going to have to do that thing that we do because I don't have the link and I have no idea what it was. So anyway, the police tell the Record Journal that the first floor appeared to collapse under the weight of clutter stacked to the ceiling. And Mitchell was found in the basement under a pile of debris.
Yes.
They had to cut their way into the home through a sidewall.
Yes.
And it took two rescue efforts to actually find her body.
Yes.
So they say she might have been trapped for a week.
But now the crone is saying that she didn't die. This person didn't die. Did they?
Well, they're going to perform an autopsy. So
why is the chat room saying that crone didn't die? Was barely even injured when it happened.
Yeah, I don't know. The news story here, you know, I do my research and all of the research that I did points to the fact that this person did indeed die. And it was updated. The story was updated today, in fact, at 8:16 a.m.
Oh, now she's decided she's died. Okay, great. Carry on.
Thank you. Well, look at that live research that we've done here. Okay. So, and finally, in the news.
Wait, now you have two other stories there. So don't do the Jesus one, though.
Okay. I'll skip that one. So in...
We can save that for Sunday.
You never want me to do those. You're ridiculous.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
You're
please.
Such an atheist.
I am waiting. I'm waiting with rapt attention to hear about the
Mickey moment. I bet you are, because I've spent hours researching and looking.
Hours.
A Northwest Georgia woman is accused of damaging...
Northwest Orient Airlines.
She's accused of damaging and flooding a stranger's home.
Now, isn't that... Okay, so there are two separate... Okay.
Damaging, and I don't know how I...
I would assume if you flooded someone's home that it would be damaged, so I just don't know why that's kind of... Okay.
She did all this while naked.
Well, of course, because you don't want to get her clothes wet.
Right. Around 6:40 p.m. on Friday, Friday.
Uh-huh. It didn't happen on the second day of the work week?
No, it did not happen on that day, after Monday.
Right.
A Calhoun area homeowner reported she'd returned home to find her home vandalized and a naked woman inside. The Gordon County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday. Oh, dang it.
Said when?
Tuesday. Deputies searched the Nelson Lake Road home where they found the suspect hiding in a closet.
So she was naked and hiding in a closet.
Apparently.
So she literally stripped and came out of the closet.
Yes. She was, in fact, nude and was acting abnormally, but was taken into custody without further incident.
That's amazing that someone stripped nude and hiding in a stranger's closet in their house that they've broken into would be considered acting abnormally. That seems perfectly normal to me. I don't know what the problem with that is.
The house was extensively damaged, including having been flooded. Paramedics were called to the scene to evaluate her, and she was transported.
She was transported. Yeah, that's right.
To Gordon Hospital, where she was treated and released. So they don't say what she did. See, I don't know why I care so much about this, but how did she flood the home? Did she take a bath and let the bathtub run, or did she, you know, turn on the kitchen sink and was trying to pour, put water in a pot to boil an egg? How did she flood the home?
I'm thinking when you said that, I immediately thought about Orange Is the New Black.
I can't remember. I've finished season two, and I don't remember.
And you don't remember the bathtub where she broke into the house and took a bath?
Oh, yeah.
See, maybe the naked woman that came out of the closet was some insane stalker.
Yeah, you know, that whole first season, I didn't know that was not... Anyway, I don't want to spoil anything for Orange Is the New Black, but that was a revelation to me that she was indeed kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, it was a revelation to everybody. Yes, that was the thing. I will say that.
Anyway, so I don't know how she flooded it, but apparently everything's okay now. She was charged, however, with possession of methamphetamine.
Well, there you go. If only we had led with that. A woman high on meth did crazy fucking things. That would have been much less of an interesting story, but would have made a lot more sense, I think.
Possibly.
Yeah, excellent. All right. So we have to do some stuff. I don't know. Do you want to do this now? Do you want to do this after the show? We got a script sent to us that we were requested to read. Do we want to do it now or do we want to do it after the show? Probably we should do it after the show, because if we did it on the show, then we would be reading it on the show and then people would be less.
Yeah, it's going to be for his show, right?
This right. Then people would hear his show and they go, hey, he's stealing that from DI Plus.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that.
Right. We'll do that.
We ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I know that we talked about It's All About Me a little bit earlier, but I did want to circle back to that for just a moment. Have you voted in the election?
I don't even know how to vote, and I think I am.
All you have to do is send an email or a Facebook message or a private tweet to them. All you have to do is do that and vote. I would recommend you do that before you boycott them, because you know you want to make sure.
Aren't I boycotting them?
Well, you need to probably vote for mayor before you boycott them. Don't you want your vote to count? Don't you want your voice heard?
Maybe
the incoming mayor can help you with your Mariah
That's
Carey.
That's true. Maybe
problem.
TJ will like Mariah Carey. I should definitely vote for TJ. Yes, I should do that. Very good idea.
A vote for TJ is a vote for Mariah Carey. Wait, one of the candidates is here in our chat room, I think. Isn't RC in the chat room? No, I guess he's not.
No.
All right, great.
Yeah, we have a running mate in the chat room.
Yeah, we do. We have Kathy Bacon.
Because apparently Kathy Bacon is the vice mayoral, whatever you call that, candidate.
Vice
mayor. Is there a vice mayor? A mayor vice? A mayor pro temp? I don't know. What?
Vice mayor.
Or is that the city? Or is it called the city planner or the city manager? I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I think it varies depending on the size of the city and the size of whatever. I'm sure in like New York City, there's probably a vice mayor.
In Dallas, they have a mayor and then like a city manager. And that's like the vice mayor. They call it the city manager.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? That kind of vice, or
yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, I will vote, and then
yes,
I will be boycotting.
You know what? It's sad. I'm going to miss their live show on Friday night. So don't spoil it for me. But because I will record it and I will listen to it. But
I was gonna say, luckily, it will be recorded.
That's right. But I'm going to. Oh, by the way, were you able to get the archive software working? Are you going to be able to archive everything?
I haven't tried that yet, but I will.
We just won't talk about that. So let's instead talk about this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
We've had a correction in the chat room. It is Deputy Mayor.
And also, I see that RC is actually in the chat room. So RC is there in the chat room. RC, what is your position on Mariah Carey?
It's very important that we know this, because it could affect my voting.
I noticed how you said you're going to boycott It's All About Me, and they left. They're not even in the chat room anymore. They left. See what you're doing, Adam? You're chasing away our listeners.
I'm chasing away valuable listeners.
You're chasing away our listeners. That's all I'm trying to say. All right, so hit me with your birthday.
Yeah, all right.
Let's see.
No, that would be a Britney Spears song. Hit me with your birthday. It's not.
I was scrolling back up to see if I could see why they left.
All right, so here we go.
I don't know what the hell this is. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. This is Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
Yes, it is Copacabana.
Excellent.
Jackson.
So is that your guess?
That is my guess, is it is Barry Manilow.
All right. Well, you would be correct. And Barry Manilow is 71 years old.
Wow. He is almost an entire Morgan Freeman.
Now, did he ever have a show in Vegas, or am I thinking of someone else?
I'm sure at some point in his long, illustrious career, Barry Manilow has sung in Vegas.
All right. Here is our next one. Anyway, happy birthday, Barry Manilow.
Tell me why. This is the show with the couple and Paul Reiser and the chick, right?
Mad about you,
right?
It is. Yes, it is. Okay. Mad About You.
Deemed Mad About You. So it's Paul Reiser and was it Helen Hunt? All right, I'm going to guess that it's Helen Hunt.
Wow, very good. Very good tonight. You're hitting with both, whatever you call that. Yes, Helen Hunt is, it is her birthday. She was also in Twister.
Yes, she was.
I believe she might have had a talk show at some point.
She was the one that said Cal.
She is 51 years old today.
51 years old. She's a youngster.
Yep. I haven't seen her in anything recently, though. I mean, you ever wonder, like, those people that are, like, in one hit show or one show that does a good, you know, has a good run, and then you really don't see them anymore. Do they make enough in that one, you know, 5-year span or whatever to just kind of coast through life the rest of the way? Or do you think she's, like, serving somebody coffee somewhere? You know, trying to make ends meet. That's what I really want.
I don't know. That seems like a question for Vera Charles. Maybe you should call, ask Auntie Vera.
Are you saying that Auntie Vera coasts through life on what?
No, I'm just saying that she knows the ins and outs of the business that is show, and perhaps she could, you know, tell you whether someone that was on a hit series like that, do they get enough in residual payments and whatever to just like never work again? That's all.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Helen Hunt. Here is our last birthday for today.
Our last birthday for today.
Yeah. Before we do that, though, I do want to take one moment to say, I may be wrong, but I think I'm right. We had two Pride 48 birthdays that I know of, and I didn't have time to get theme songs and have you guess them. But
yes.
TJ from Nowhere had a birthday.
Small town girls and stupid guys.
And she must be 25.
She is.
But I don't know how old she is, really.
She's 25.
And the other birthday that we had was Ed from It's All About Me.
You don't need to pander. They left the room. They were just basically, they're so mad at us now, they've left the room. So,
So happy birthday, Ed and TJ.
Ed and TJ.
Yeah, and here's our... Here's our last one.
Our last. All right, this is the theme to The Crying Game.
Yes, it is.
So, let's see, who was in The Crying Game? I know, so is it Jay Davis? Is that who it is? Jay Davis?
This is not actually anyone in the movie.
Oh, okay. It's the person singing the song.
It is.
Turn it up just a little. Is that Annie Lennox?
Is it what?
Is it Annie Lennox?
It is not. It's a guy.
Oh, it's a guy. I have no idea.
So you don't know?
I don't know. It's not coming through very clearly here. I do not know.
Oh, okay.
Is it Boy George?
Yes.
It is Boy George.
It is.
I stole that from Toppy Smelly in the chat room.
It is Boy George, and Boy George was singing that song. I honestly don't know if he was like the original person or anything like that. It was just what came up on YouTube when I was looking for Boy George. So anyway, but it is Boy George's birthday. How many times can I say Boy George?
I don't know. How many times can you say it?
And Boy George is, how old, if you were not going to Google it, how old would you guess Boy George is?
Because I follow him on Google Plus, I'm going to, and I've seen recent photos of him, I'm going to guess that he's like 58.
Okay, you guessed over. He's 53.
Oh, he's 53.
Yeah.
He's lived a very hard life.
But I would not have guessed that old, although I have not seen recent pictures of him, but maybe it's because he's always wearing makeup.
Could be.
I would have said maybe 40s, but no, he's 53.
53
and
years
those are
young.
Your birthdays, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy birthday to each and every freaking one of you people from us.
See my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
You know, there's nothing there.
In the chat room?
No, on the Trello there. I don't see. You said you were going to put, you said we had voicemails, but I don't see any.
All right. So in the contact segment today.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and listen. We're going to do two of these calls.
Two of these calls.
Yeah. And we're going to save a couple for this weekend. So here is our first call of the evening. So let me just turn this up so you can hear it.
I'm ready.
This is Bacon, and I am calling from my elliptical while I'm feeding my Fitbit. But this call is for the Pop-Tart. Hello, The Fault in My Surf is based on a book, and let me recreate the day that it was that I saw it. It was a Saturday. I was on my treadmill after having done 4 miles on my elliptical. I then moved over to my treadmill. My goal was 30,000 steps.
Yes.
My kids come running down the stairs, a 19-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl, although I'm only 28, right. Come running down the steps and say, you need to go take a shower. We need to go to this movie now. They had just left it. So yes. They went to the movie at 12:45, got home at 3:30, and we went again at 4. So That's just us. That's just me and two other people. And we've never, ever done that before. So I can't believe it did as good as it did. Hello. Good call. Thank you.
So thank you for calling, Kathy. You realize this is dubious intent.
The thing is, she went and saw, yeah, right, so yeah, she went and saw it twice. So I think single-handedly she's just pumping up the numbers on that particular movie, because neither you nor I have this movie on our team.
That's true. Well, I don't like depressing movies, and I don't know. I believe the girl has cancer. And
the boy, they meet at a cancer, support group. So they both have cancer.
So I don't like depressing movies.
It doesn't matter. She's saying that I need to eat a big dish of crow. You know what? I've already admitted that I was wrong. I didn't think it was going to do as well as it did. That Tom Cruise movie, which actually was quite good, just underperformed. And, The Fault in Our Stars did really well. I just didn't think it would. And it did. So. I think I even went out of my way to say I would like to see the film, and I think it'll be a good film, and I'll go and see it. I'm just saying I didn't think it was going to make any. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, 30,000 steps? Jesus, is that a lot of steps? Because a lot of people
She's very short. So, you know,
what?
Think about like it, like if Sydney, if your dog took like 30,000 steps, that is nowhere near you taking 30,000 steps. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a very, very small stride there.
Well, that's true. That's true. I didn't think of it that way. So actually probably, yeah, 30,000 steps for Kathy is probably about 10,000 steps for another person.
Stop
so.
It.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. But you know what? I don't know. Kathy's on this like fitness binge. When I see her in South Dakota, she's going to be like, you know,
wasting
fitness,
away.
Yeah. Fitness model. With a dipped cone. I don't know.
She's going to do her hair up in like a big, like a big, you know, twisty cone kind of hairdo. It'll be great. Anyway, all right. Who's next on our old voicemail?
One more call and then you guys will have to wait with bated breath for the other ones this weekend. Yes. So
by the way, you know, that call.
Sorry, what was that?
No, I was going to say, the call that Kathy made was, of course, you know, for the Pop-Tart show, which you can get to by going to pride48.com/Pop-Tarts.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'll rewind this one, and then we'll do it.
Oh, I think my phone is in a competition with, like, Kathy Bacon and Artie Cruiser or something, because I was calling my mother-in-law from my Bluetooth, and my phone called you instead. So,
well,
this is Carrie. Hi.
Hi, Carrie.
I don't really have a major reason to call. I won't be in the chat room tomorrow. We are going to the beach for a couple of days, getting out of this 100-degree temperature, and laying on the sand and enjoying ourselves. So as much as I'll miss you guys, I won't miss you guys.
Right.
So I want to say, before I continue her call. So first, do we know where Carrie lives
now?
Like, not her address, but I mean, like,
I can look it up. Why?
Well, anyway, she's going to the beach. So my first thought was, does she live somewhere close to the beach, or is she going
she
like on a trip?
She lives in California.
And the other question is, she says she's getting out of the 100-degree weather to go to the beach. Carrie, you realize it's hot at the beach. Like,
but there's wind at the beach.
Like, it's still good. If it's 100 degrees at your house, it probably will be 100 degrees at the beach. Anyway, you will have to get in the water probably to cool off. But anyway, here you go. Here's the rest.
So, also, I guess I could add a tech question in with this. I was trying to download that Pop-Tarts podcast.
Yes.
And I just totally sat through a whole green light because I wasn't paying attention. See? Anyways, so I was trying to download that Pop-Tarts podcast. And as Daniel, you already know, I couldn't find it on YouTube or iTunes.
It's not on YouTube. Right.
You sent me a feed burner link, but my question is, is it possible to get that on my iPod so like it'll automatically download, or do I just have to pay attention to when y'all post that you are posting a new show?
Do you want to answer that? You seem like you want
to. Yeah, how do people not know that? All right, so if you go into your little podcast section of your iTunes, now granted, I don't use iTunes, but somewhere up there you can do file, and then there's a thing that says add a feed, like, you know, add a show manually or whatever, and it'll ask you for the feed address, and you just paste that feed address in there. That's all. And then it acts like it's a regular, because when you go to the podcast section of the iTunes store and you click on subscribe, that's all it's doing is just it's going and adding that feed to your list of podcasts.
So what you do.
However, that being said, I've already gotten the email today that we are actually now officially approved on the iTunes. So you should be able to find us on the iTunes store now.
Well, so if you need to do that in the future and someone gives you a URL and you want to use iTunes, unless it changed, because I don't download the newest version every time. But in my version, you go to File and Subscribe to Podcast.
There you go.
And it opens up a box that has a text box for the URL. You put the URL in there and you click OK and boom.
Boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
There you go. So we will finish up this call now.
And download it that way. I've never used like a feed burner for a podcatching thing. I've always just used iTunes. So the moral of the story is my phone loves you. I apparently don't drive when there are green lights, and I don't know how to use iTunes or podcasting. So, have a great day. I'll see you guys later.
Goodbye, Carrie. You know what? It's funny. Yep. I was listening when I was listening back to all the old Pride 48 opening shows. That very first one in 2009, Carrie was there. She was there in the. She and Steven helped me out with the Breakfast with the Beaver show at like 6 a.m. that very first year. So let's see.
So,
let me get us out of this segment.
3, 2, 1.
I love that. Some segments we can't get out of without the closing. So it's like, Adam, we cannot get out of this
We can't.
We're going to be stuck in an infinite loop. Not an infinite loop.
It'll just be an endless loop. We would just endlessly be, we couldn't stop recording. We couldn't end the show. None of those things will work if we don't properly
we
exit.
We have to get out of
segments.
This segment.
This just makes sense to me. Like if you wanted to cook dinner, you would have to leave the living room in order to be able to do that. That's all I'm trying to say. There's a place and a time for everything.
I have a camp stove. Put it on the coffee table.
You should not have an open flame indoors. That's not
make
safe.
Make some hamburger helper lasagna. It's one of my favorite meals, by the way. I know this is an aside, but hamburger helper lasagna is good. Okay, anyway, carry on.
Hamburger helper lasagna is good.
It is. It's really that with some Jiffy cornbread. Mmm, that is one of my favorite meals.
Do you know how many carbs are in that? Just that meal alone. That's, you know what my favorite meal is. Honestly, you know what my favorite meal is.
What?
Barbecue ribs, like really good barbecue ribs, like smoked barbecue ribs with a rub, like you do the barbecue rub on them when you smoke them, and then you use the sauce just as an afterthought to them because, you know, most of the taste and the flavor is in the rub and in the smoked meat. And it's just like those ribs, they've been cooked for a long time, really slow and low heat over a, you know, a smoked fire there, and you get, and the meat just falls off of them, and it's just,
You know, that makes perfect sense that you love barbecue, because I hate barbecue. I can't stand, like, I really, it's messy. It gets all over the place. Ribs don't have enough meat for the work that you have to do to gnaw them off of the bone.
Ugh. And you must have had like the worst fucking barbecue ever in the history of the world then, because real good barbecue has lots of meat in the ribs.
I don't know. It's not one of my favorite things. Pork butt's okay. It doesn't have to be barbecued though. It could just be like smoked.
That is probably my second favorite. It would be to take a pork roast, and then you cook that pork roast in like a crock pot, right? So you get it nice and you cook it, and then you serve that pork roast, the nice pork roast. You serve it with some cranberry sauce, so like a little cranberry sauce. So
I like a good pork roast.
See, there we go.
Do you know pork butt is not actually the butt of a pig?
I did know that, Adam.
It's the shoulder.
I actually watch Food Network. So
I think it's the shoulder. It's not the butt anyway.
I'm sad that our penultimate show, you've chased away Mark and Ed from our chat room. They left in a huff. They're very angry. More than half the chat room left because you just, you know, here on our next to last show, when we should be leaving people with a pleasant, lovely, you know, have a great summer, everyone. No, you chased them all away. Very sad about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm turning into you.
It's like,
I don't really think I've turned anyone away from the show. I'm sure they had a perfectly good reason to leave.
Well, they're all out using their Fitbits, I guess.
They could be.
Because, like, Kathy Bacon's got a Fitbit, and Mike Lawson's got a big... Not that he listened to Mike Lawson.
A big dick?
No, a Fitbit, but he doesn't listen to the show. It doesn't matter. Mike Lawson has a Fitbit, and I think I just read today that Wes Stone just bought a Fitbit, so now he's one of the cult members and stuff, and...
You know, I bet, you know, this is such a fad within the podcasting community and everything. And I was listening to Big Fatty going to Gay Days, and he mentioned that Guru was there. I bet with him being nude all the time, Guru's got a Fitbit.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Of course, you should call immediately because, you know, if we don't play your phone call this Sunday at 6 p.m. on Pride 48, you're going to be waiting a very long time to hear it.
I would just want to say the art for last week's episode is very hot if you like naked men.
Well, who doesn't like naked men?
You should go to dubiousintent.com.
You should go to dubiousintent.com, unless Adam's pissed you off, in which case don't go to.
I love all of our listeners, and I didn't mean to piss anyone off, so don't.
They're over
pissed.
There. They're over there posting on Facebook. So they not only like left us, they're just like going, you know what, would be more entertaining than listening to you guys talk would be just, you know, fucking around on Facebook and stuff like that. That's probably. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.